from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is no Ike today. It's just Spike and Fritz. So
the city of Philadelphia rejoices?
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. And I'm about to make it worse. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. We are joined by the soon-to-be-in-Brazil Elliott Shore Parks, who is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliott, are you all packed up? When do you leave?
I am starting to get packed up. Obviously, a lot to consider here. What to wear to the game. I'm going to be, you know, by a beach. What do I do about that? There'll be, you know, lots of Eagles fans. So a lot to consider with packing, but I'm getting close. Yeah.
And when do you leave? I'm sorry, what did you say? When do you leave again?
I leave Sunday. So on Sunday, I'm heading out with fans of Philly. I think they have a whole plane full of Eagles fans heading out on Sunday. So it's going to be a crazy week in Brazil.
It's going to be a crazy week for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, God bless Joe, who runs Fans of Philly.
Yeah.
For clarity, by the way, also my brother-in-law. But
oh, so you're biased.
I am biased. I am pro-Joe.
Yeah,
but
important you pointed that out before you comment.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, yeah. I also, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff online about Brazil's this or Brazil's that. I actually have no idea. I think you could look at all of the things they're saying about Brazil and point to any major American city and maybe feel that they're the same way. However, the one thing I would not want to do is take a plane full of Eagles fans internationally and then have to make sure they all get on the plane to come back. So God bless Joe.
Well, there's still time for you to hop on the plane. It's only 9.5 hours.
No.
Okay. I'll
let you guys do it.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
So, Elliott, we've been talking about Jalen's comments about the blitz and Kelsey that he said on the WIP morning show yesterday, essentially asking if they were a good thing because he's looking forward to taking responsibility, if they're a bad thing because he seems like he's shirking previous responsibility, or if it's nothing at all. Where do you sit on those three options?
So I think it's probably a bad thing that he's, you know, pushing responsibility off to Kelsey. I think there is a little bit of truth to it from his perspective that Kelsey was doing all the blitz pickup. And, you know, that is the truth. Like, Jalen was involved in it for sure, but Kelsey was the main person there. So he is correct that this year he will have more of a control over it. But the bottom line is the blitz was such a major issue last year. I don't think anybody gets to say, oh, well, it wasn't really my fault. If Jalen wasn't good with it, the offensive line wasn't good with it, the coaching staff wasn't good with it. And I think going into the season, like, if they get half through Brazil or we're in week two and it's still an issue, like, that's it. Like, the season's over. Like, fire everybody at that point. If they don't come into this season with a plan against the blitz, the season is done. So I don't think it's great to hear Jalen say that. But bottom line is, like, they have to fix that issue.
I guess my question is why was it so separated? You know, I would have thought that they would have been sort of, and again, I've never been a quarterback or a center in an NFL huddle.
Yeah.
I actually have never played any position in the NFL. But
what up, Pop Warner?
But no, I didn't play Pop Warner football either. I actually have a funny.
You just look like a center?
Yeah, I just look like a center. So, but why, I guess, why, if that's the way it was, why was that the way it was? Because it doesn't seem like it seems like it would be better if the quarterback was involved in that in some way.
I think because of the personnel. I don't think that the coaching staff went into it thinking the best possible outcome is that the center is calling all the protections. But when you have Kelsey, who's been in the league for so long, who's worked with Stoutland for so long, I think he's just the preferred person. He's seen more. He's communicating with the offensive line. You know, last year was Jalen's only third year as a full-time starter. Kelce will have done it last year, 15-plus years or whatever it is, 12-plus years. So I think it was mostly personnel. But going into this season, now that Juergens is an experienced one, they are better off with the quarterback making those calls if he's able to do it. A big part of this is Jalen going to make the right calls? Is he going to recognize what he's seeing? What kind of defense are they going to throw at him? But obviously, the quarterback is standing up. He can see more than the center can. So I think they did it because it was Kelce more so last year than that's how they wanted to do it.
You are a big jersey guy. Did the Eagles make the correct decision week one with their jersey combination?
Yeah, so in case anybody hasn't heard, by the way, they're wearing white jerseys with black pants and a black helmet.
Yep.
Yeah, so I do think they made the right decision. For those that don't know, the home team at the stadium they're playing in, their main colors are white and black. So by doing this, they're essentially matching the home colors of the Corinthians. That's the team there. They wear white and black. And then the Packers, who I don't know if you saw this, the Packers will be wearing a green top, and that is the color of the arch rival, essentially, of the team of the home team. So I think they fit well with the colors of the people that normally play there.
I actually like the fact that they're trying, even though it's not a home game, that they by doing that with the colors, they're almost trying to influence people to treat them as if they're a home team. Because I would imagine both fan bases travel particularly well.
Yes, I
imagine
I think that's why they're both there.
Yeah, yes.
Fun fact, actually, I just found out today about the stadium while we're on this topic. So it was essentially built, so the Eagles are the home team in this stadium, so they'll be in the home team locker room. The home team locker room was built to really be soundproof, so you can't hear anything coming in or out. The away team locker room was built to essentially funnel the noise from the stadium into the away locker room.
So while the
Packers are in there, if it's loud pregame or halftime, I mean, it's going to be really loud in that locker room, whereas the home team, obviously enjoys the quiet.
So are you just excited to be in a real footy nation? You're going to be wearing your soccer kits down there?
Yeah, although to be honest, I'm not sure which kit I should wear. I have a Brazil one. Like, is that acceptable to wear around? I do have a kit of the Palmeiras, which is the rival team of the Corinthians. So
don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't,
yeah,
don't,
we,
don't,
we
don't
want you to come back.
Yeah. Well, also, my wedding suit was green. So I
mean,
I'm just excited to get down there and, add to the collection. Like, maybe get a kit from the stadium. So a nice little souvenir.
We were talking about a list that came out on CBS that ranked the top 10 head coach quarterback combos in the NFL. I know you don't have it in front of you, but they ranked Sirianni and Hurts at 7. Does that feel about right to you?
That probably seems high. I just think there's so many questions about them going into the season that I don't know how you put them 7th. I mean, there's a shot that midway through the season, Nick doesn't have a job and Jalen's not coming back. So I think if you look at what they've accomplished over the past 3 years, they have that argument. But if there was a draft right now from the GM, if every GM got to pick a quarterback head coach duo, I don't think Nick and Jalen are probably in the top 15. I think there would be a lot that will go before them.
So
it's a shocking revelation from you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Are you trying to fight against the NovaCare worm?
Yeah, is it now talking to you?
Yeah.
Well, you said the duo. If we're just talking Nick, that's different.
Right. Well, are you shocked? I know this was a controversy last year. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes were number one. Are you shocked by that? Do you think the list got it right?
Yeah, I felt confident last year when I made that. I still feel confident in saying I think they're the best head coach quarterback duo in the NFL.
So we are 1 week away from Eagles football. If you had to whittle down your number one biggest concern about the Philadelphia Eagles this year, what would it be?
Without question, it's the offensive line. I think that the quarterback and head coach are good enough that if they have protection with the weapons they have, that they'll be able to move the ball. But the offensive line, of the 5 spots, 2 of them are completely unknown. The backup, the depth on it, the line, is a major issue. I mean, the roster construction and how they did it, it's weird to me. They have a ton of backup tackles. They don't have a ton of backup interior linemen. Most of those guys are on the practice squad, which tells you what A, the Eagles think of them, but B, what the rest of the league think of them. So, yeah, the seasons that have gone poorly for the Eagles, it starts with the quarterback and the offensive line. We'll see about the quarterback. He did have a historic training camp. I think he's set to play well this year. But that offensive line, I'm in major, I'll believe it when I see it mode with them. So that would be my biggest concern.
Can I ask you, all right, your final prediction. I know we have you on next week, but I'm hosting today, yeah. So, like, I don't really care.
My final prediction for today.
No, yeah. Not about the season. About one player. Because I can't get a read on what their plan with Saquon is. Like, do you think more they're going to hold him back for the second half of the season, or is it game one, bang, we're going to unleash Saquon Barkley?
I think it's game one, unleash Saquon. With how they used him in training camp, it is crystal clear he is going to be super involved in the offense. Only A.J. Brown of all the players in camp touched it more than Saquon. He didn't take any second-team reps, any third-team reps. I've seen in past years they've used running backs where they cycle him in and out. That wasn't the case with Saquon. He was heavily involved in the passing game. He got almost all the first-team carries in running the ball. So I think week one you are going to see Saquon touch it 22, 23 times, or at least if you include targets there. I think he's going to be heavily involved.
So, Elliot, this is our first chance to talk to you, and this is our final question, our first chance to talk to you since we talked to Nick Sirianni earlier in the week. And, yeah. You know, obviously we asked him two important questions. One, would he beat you in a game of horse? And he very quickly said yes.
Yeah, very dismissive.
To be completely honest. He was incredibly dismissive of the fact that he could beat me that. I would feel pretty confident if I got, like, a week to practice, I could hold down.
A week of practice?
Yeah, you can. It's horse. It's not.
I've been shot a basketball in forever. He probably does it every single day. Maybe not a week. I'm just saying I need a day or two to get my shot.
I think you'd be all right. I don't think you'd lose 5-0.
Can I tell you? I think Sirianni would obliterate him.
Dude, it's horse.
Nick is a good shot. I'm not gonna lie. He's very good.
If he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, if he likes playing horse that much, he plays a lot. You know what it's like? It's like playing somebody in pool who plays pool all the time.
No.
And you might hang around in the beginning, but then all of a sudden.
No, yeah. Pool's way harder.
The other thing is he shoots on the NovaCare basket, which is a unique basket. It's like attached to the wall up against the stage.
Sounds like you know a lot about the NovaCare.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah,
so
well,
that brings us to that brings us to our second question, Elliot. We asked him, we asked him basically about the NovaCare worm, whether they were trying to influence you, and he did say to a certain extent, and I believe this is a quote, "Elliot's working for
Correct.
Us." So can you defend yourself here? That are you being paid by the Eagles? Are you getting anything on the side?
Are you unbiased?
Are you unbiased? Like, what do we have here?
So, I can't help it that the content I create is so good that the people in the NovaCare take it in. I can't help that I'm the only person that has a training camp staff, right? The only place you can get it. So if they want to look at it, I think that's smart by them. They should, frankly, they should be keeping their own stats. But I love that they do it and that they check it. But in terms of a worm, which you guys have brought up again and again and again, I'm just being accurate here. Sirianni had an outstanding training camp. That is what happened. So I do not believe it is a worm. I think it is just fair and unbiased.
So you don't think the NovaCare worm forced you to tweet out that Nick Sirianni was 2 of 2 in passing yesterday?
Yeah, did you have some shame?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, okay, that was obviously a joke, but he was 2 of 2. And I think it's important that, you know.
Did you guys fist pump after you sent that out?
Yeah.
Did you give him a little fist pound?
First of all, he was very into throwing it. He was putting a lot behind it. But I think that if I'm going to keep the stats and he loves the stats, I'm happy to keep those for him as well if he's going to throw the football.
Yeah, well, the NovaCare worm, I hope they bought the international plan so they can talk to you when you're in Brazil. We will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. And remember, you can listen to the Go Birds podcast every single day. It comes out every day. Just subscribe to Go Birds in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Elliot.
All right, beautiful. Talk to you guys later.
All right, see you, man.
We got him.
Well, the worm is getting to him. 100%. You can tell in his tone that the worm is getting to him.
Well, because I know Elliot. And
do you?
I know Elliot.
Yeah.
And I know he was thinking about it when he put the Sirianni tweet out yesterday.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Like, well, because it's rent free now.
He wants to lean into it because he knows a good bit when he hears
it's
it.
Great bit.
But also, he doesn't want people to think that he's not, you know, objective and serious about what he does. So he is objective in that we know what's happening, Elliot. It's okay. Yeah. It's not you. It's the worm that the NovaCare folks put in your brain.
He has stepped up his bit game. I'll say that.
Yeah.
He was not always a bitsman.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
That was a hardcore.
Yeah. No,
he's more of a bitsman than a takesman.
A takesman at this point. Yeah, I think he's evolved.
Which
he's
is,
evolved
listen, that way. It's way more fun being a bitsman.
Jennifer in Tennessee, you're on WIP. Ooh. What's up, Jennifer?
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you again. It's been 3 months.
Whoa. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Now, do you know Justin or no?
I don't remember if I talked to Justin or not before.
Well, he's from Tennessee. That's why I figured.
You know Justin in Tennessee.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think, because I don't know what part of where he is.
He's around Knoxville. He's like an hour away from Knoxville.
Okay. I did live in that part of Tennessee for a little bit. I'm in West Tennessee now. But, Jack, I still have my Chester County girl cred, because you say crown.
Thank you. It shows you're still from here. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. So real quick, one piece of good news that I wanted to share on the air, because this is kind of part of you guys. You guys entertain me and keep me sane. My sister, who's battling colon cancer, we got some good news. Her tumor is shrinking.
Awesome.
That's great news.
Need to hear that.
That is great news.
Yeah, but getting to my Eagles point, so here we go. Now, what you need to take into consideration is the fact that I'd never called into sports radio until 3 months ago. I've only been listening for WIP for 3 months, but I've gotten so into everything, I'm becoming invested in it to the point that I want to know these things.
Okay.
I've never in my life, like, been interested in the Eagles draft or anything like that.
Well, why did you start listening? I'm confused.
Oh, why did I start listening?
Yeah.
So I think I started listening because I started listening in May when I was watching the Phillies and they were doing well and I wanted to talk to somebody about the Phillies.
Oh.
And then it kind of snowballed because my sister got cancer and there was other stuff going on. And so sports radio kind of became something that I could do that would give me good Philly vibes and entertain me. And then I also started learning all this stuff, too.
Awesome.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear. I'm glad we could be your Philadelphia
you guys
friends.
I've done your job because I'm, like, addicted to sports radio.
Love it.
I'm back on Twitter. I, like, have to know all
well,
this
Twitter's
stuff.
Well, Twitter's an issue. I don't know
about it. Yeah, sports radio is better.
Yeah. Twitter is where mean people are.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Hurts comments?
So my thing on Jalen is that, you know, he has said this a number of times over even the past 3 months that I've been listening, and I'm like, you know, dude, it's a new season, it's a new year, you know, now you're starting to get some good vibes, like, what's the point? And in his comment the other day, he could have just, you know, shown his leadership by mentioning Cam and not even bringing Kelce into it. I mean, the guy's trying to, you know, endue himself to the city of Philadelphia by, you know, he's doing things like giving 300 air conditioners to the school. He had his whole thing of getting to know him for the Eagles, you know, the phone-a-thon and the Autism Foundation, I'm like, why do you keep screwing yourself over?
Yeah, I would agree. Opinion. Yeah, I would agree that the almost the worst thing about it is that it creates another thing that they didn't need, and it's been a pretty clean training camp otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know, a pretty good vibes.
Good vibes
training camp. Yeah. And you know what? Truthfully, at the end of the day, Jennifer, how they play on Friday night will mean everything. You know, if they come out and they score 37 points and they win, and because the Packers are going to blitz the hell out of them, then all of this won't matter unless. But if they look bad, then we will look back on this, and this will be a talking point. But the best way to make it a talking point, not a talking point, is to do it well and score a bunch of points on Friday night.
Well, yeah, do it well, because the only thing that was good about the whole preseason thing was getting to hear, you know, the new pregame show with Ike and everybody.
Giglio, do you think Giglio has had a big game voice after hearing his first go around?
Oh, I think, yeah, but you know, he's got all those supporting cast.
That's right. He's a system.
Too.
He's a system
he's
host.
Ike,
yep.
And everybody, and Jack, in all fairness to you, I mean, you're my favorite final out person. There are some people, I won't name names, but there are some people that they have do final out when, like, the regular people are on vacation or whatever that are poor, that suck at it.
Tom Kelly? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jennifer.
No, I'm just messing.
I appreciate you listening. I love doing the final out. It's my favorite thing.
My sweet girl image. By the way, was that Ike or was that one of you guys that called me sweet when I called in?
Probably Ike.
Probably Ike.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
So, anywho, one more thing before I give you my fall thing. So, my thing for the fantasy football is go Yoshi. I'm Yoshi.
Oh, you're cheering for Yoshi. Ah. Well, I think, you know, I'm going to win, but I would cheer for Yoshi as well. He's a good soul. So, Jennifer, what's the best thing about fall?
So the best thing about fall, and this kind of ties into Pennsylvania, we had apple trees when I was a kid, and I still make apple pies and apple bread, and you know,
it
I
is apple
Pennsylvania
season.
Apple cider. So it's all about the apples.
There you go. That's a good one, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Little Lynn Villa Orchards. If you're a Delcosman, you know Lynn Villa.
You're a Chester Countysman, no. And it's Highland Orchards.
Get out of here.
Well, listen.
Lynn Villa, you got to feed the goats. You got to go into the little store.
Apple cider donuts, baby.
Get overpriced jam or whatever. That's the way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apple cider donuts at every orchard, by the way. Unbelievable.
They sell like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes. Well, they sell like apple cider donuts. What? We got a what?
What's a hotcake?
It's a pancake.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next. What's a hotcake? Coming up next, we'll talk a little Phils. They won last night. Biggest win of the season. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is
a
next.
A big reveal, too.
A big reveal?
Well, not a reveal. There's something big that happened in the last half hour that we have to discuss.
Okay. All right. That is up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack for this weekend's series against the Atlanta Braves. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles is Chickies and Pete's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.